This is Wagner Live. If it's going on in business, he's talking about it. Real, raw, and direct. Let's do it.
This is Wagner Live, and this is Wagner Dos Santos.
Hey there, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Wagner Dos Santos, and this is Wagner Live. In this episode, I'll be giving you an update on the top marketing news during the week of August the 1st. I have updates on Facebook, Apple, Google, and more. Now let's get started. So, starting off with Facebook, and how apropos I am recording this on Facebook Live, and this is the first time that I am recording Wagner Live completely on Facebook Live. We're going to see how this works. And certainly if you're watching the replay or listening to the podcast, you will know that it did work. If you're not, then obviously it didn't, right? All right, so Facebook, a lot of news from Facebook. One of them, I'll start off with Instagram. Instagram was the big news over the last week or so with respect to Instagram stories. And that continues to be a pretty hot topic because of the fact that Facebook really made a very aggressive move against Snapchat, or to compete with Snapchat. Maybe not necessarily against them, but certainly to compete with them. They had no issue with calling their new feature Stories, just like Snapchat. And there's a lot of conversation out there about whether or not Instagram Stories is going to kill Snapchat. And, you know, it's too early to tell what's going to happen. But from my experience with social media and social networking over the years, what ends up really killing, if you will, a social media platform or social networking platform has little to do with the competition as opposed to the inherent value that's being provided by that social media network or that social network. And also the audience segmentation of those platforms. Snapchat has its unique audience, although there is some crossover with the audience on Snapchat and other platforms, but they have really not just demo wise, but in terms of interest, behavior, psychographics, they've created an audience of their own, and Instagram has an audience of their own. And again, like I said, there may be some crossover, but someone goes to Instagram for a certain experience, they go to Snapchat for another experience, they go to Facebook for a different one. And same with Pinterest and Twitter and, yep, even Google Plus. So I don't really feel, and again, it's premature, but I don't really feel that this is going to be a big game changer competitive obstacle to those that are interested or have been interested in Snapchat's features. It's interesting that they've been so aggressive, but not surprising. And I still think that there are some key differences that are going to keep people interested in both. So that's my thing on Instagram. But also with respect to Facebook, they are now testing video ads for their live streaming service for Facebook Live that I'm currently recording from right now. And they are testing video ads that would play during breaks in a broadcast like this. Now, TechCrunch was one of the first to report this, and we'll still see what information will come out further with respect to this, but right now it's just in the early testing phases. Also for Facebook, they have, and they continue to do this, they've changed their newsfeed algorithm to try and stamp out clickbait. So if any of you, now for those of you that are not familiar with what clickbait is, it's really those different articles and links that appear to be too good to be true. They're taking you to something that seems really interesting, only to take you to some kind of ad or spam a spam landing page, or you know, a variety of different areas that really are not what you were looking for. And that, in layman terms, is what clickbait is. Now, that has been definitely an annoyance for Facebook users, and much like a lot of the game invitations that we get. And Facebook has done a fairly good job over the years of creating opportunities for users to hide or report different content that users are not interested in or feel that are offensive or interruptive. Well, they're going to be a little bit more aggressive now with clickbait, and they really want to make sure that they're combating articles that omit crucial information from their headlines to essentially entice people to click. Now, on Apple News, Apple, you've probably heard me talk about developments with Apple TV and where they want to go with the TV platform, not just Apple TV, the box, but the platform as a whole, and them entering into this entertainment space. Well, the latest news is that they have completely changed their plan to conquer TV. And again, as you may have heard from my previous shows, I talked about how Apple was really looking to become a true player as a TV network. Well, their big plan right now revolves around building an advanced TV guide that will tie content services like Netflix, HBO, ESPN all together. And this is the latest news from Apple. It also suggests that they have recognized that the other networks and streaming providers such as Netflix are building platforms. And interestingly, they didn't mention in this news report, they didn't mention Hulu, but all of these guys have really been doing a great job with providing original content and becoming individual networks. And of course, HBO and ESPN has been in that game for a while, but being an aggregator, if you will, of that content has been Apple's position, and now being more of a guide to take you to that content is really going to be their push. That is a little different than, you know, some of you may say, well, they're kind of doing that already with their Apple TV box, but what we hear is that it's a little bit different in terms of the strategy that they want to take. They want to take a strategy that isn't necessarily app-based. So just stay tuned for future broadcasts, and I'll give you more information on that. But for now, we know that it's a little bit of a different direction than where they were planning on heading. And also, The Verge reported that Apple is launching an invite-only bug bounty program. I find that really funny, just a bug bounty program. But anyway, they are launching this program. They want to pay security researchers to find and report vulnerabilities in the company's software. And Apple also has a touching new iPhone ad out. If you haven't seen it yet, it's it came in just in time for the Olympics. It's called The Human Family, and it features a poem by Maya Angelou. So it's really beautiful. Check it out if you have already. Send me your thoughts with hashtag Wagner Live. I'd be curious what you think. And last but not least, on Apple News, our good old friend and quite vocal celebrity Kanye West, he wants Apple to buy Tidal. Now, if you remember, Tidal is the music service that was put together by a variety of music celebrities, such as Jay-Z and Kanye West, and other others such as Drake, Scooter Braun, Larry Jackson, just to name a few. It was put together to compete with Spotify, Pandora, and other streaming services that were not providing enough royalty incentivation, right? Incentivation? Did I say that right? They weren't incentivized. it's one of those words, you know? So those other platforms have not incentivized artists sufficiently with their royalty program, and as a result, they develop Tidal. Well, Kanye has been making a big stir through social media and through Twitter, campaigning for Apple to buy Tidal. So if you've noticed any of those posts, there's been some posts, I think, with Kanye West asking Apple to write them a check, and it's just typical Conway West style. So all right, I can't do a Marketing Weekly wrap up without talking about Pokemon, it seems. So, but you'll be happy to know, for those of you that watch and listen to Wagner Live regularly, you'll be happy to know I don't have a ton of things to tell you about Pokemon Go. There's enough already out there. But the creators, the very successful and wealthy creators of Pokemon Go, have promised to fix one of the game's worst bugs. That's right, the glitch that made it harder to catch Pokemon and also meant trainers weren't getting the proper XP bonuses. That is being fixed. So everyone, relax, calm down. It is being taken care of. You can go about your Pokemon Go game. Okay, next. Tablet sales have declined year over year for 7 straight quarters now, reported by VentureBeat. And that's according to new data research from IDC. Not surprising. I've talked about it in the past that there was, I believe, a real mistake when the tablets were produced in the marketplace most recently, because those of you that remember the early versions of tablets, although they weren't called tablets, but they were convertible laptops and notebooks that you could write on with a stylus. And for a while there, you saw a lot of doctors, you saw delivery people using that as opposed to paper, and that looked like the way to go. And tablets came out, which essentially were doing that, but not as well, because none of them were powered with true computer OSs. All of them were mobile OS software that was installed. So many have complained that these tablets were and are nothing more than oversized smartphones. And I believe that to a great extent, people would be correct in saying that. So it's not surprising, as smartphones have increased in size, that the demand for tablets have also decreased. I do believe, and I really hope, that computer manufacturers, Apple and other computer manufacturers out there, will look to figure out how to best create more laptop and notebook hardware that can also double as a tablet, much like the Surface has done. I really believe that that's the future for tablets, and be curious to hear what you guys think. Definitely send me your thoughts to #WagnerLive, and we'll have a conversation about that. For my advertising and marketing professionals and execs, Saatchi & Saatchi chairman and Publicis Group head coach Kevin Roberts has been in the news quite a bit. He was in the news for a very controversial statement that he made, or statements that he made, in an interview when he was speaking to Business Insider. As a result, the company and the holding company, Publicis Group, has placed him on leave following those remarks. And those remarks were essentially about gender diversity in advertising. And among the things that he said was that the gender diversity issue was over at his agency, and that he doesn't spend, quote unquote, any time on the issue at his company. It's an interesting debate and an interesting issue that happened, because if you read the article, he wasn't being harsh about one gender versus another. I took from the article, and I'd be curious what you guys think, but I took from the article that he really was trying to say that he hires talent. He doesn't see gender, and as such, felt that the gender diversity issue was a non-issue. Hey, Ryan, welcome to the program, by the way. Feel free to submit your questions if you have any. Or comments. I think it was more about that, but I'd be very curious what you guys think. I feel that really he got a very tough rap on this one, but I'm open to those of you that think I'm mistaken. So please let me know what your thoughts are. And Samsung, on other news, Samsung is launching its new, or actually, I'm sorry, Samsung has already launched its new flagship smartphone, and that's the Note 7. And it has a suite of new features, utilizing its stylus, and a bunch of others. And it'll be interesting to see with the recent decline of iPhone sales, what the Note 7 will do. And on Yahoo News, good news for Yahoo employees that Yahoo provided all of its employees with an FAQ that said that talked about the Verizon deal, the $5 billion Verizon deal, and that there will not be any layoffs and there aren't any layoffs planned for any time before this transaction closes. We don't know what's going to happen afterwards. Certainly, you know, Yahoo can't promise that as well, and that'll be up to Verizon to make a statement on that. But so far, employees have been told that they do not need to worry or should not expect layoffs. Victoria's Secret has been in the news recently on some ads that many felt were unfavorable. They've also been the target of many that feel that women are being objectified, they're being shown unrealistically, causing young women and girls to have poor self-esteem and having people expect women to look and essentially look a different way, and which is just not realistic. And so Victoria's Secret is now releasing some ads, and you'll see some of them, especially one recently where they had a photo shoot with women of all different looks, shapes, and sizes that they've never done before. And they've actually hired non-models, I mean, just ordinary women, to be in these ads. So curious to see where that's going to go, and if that will, you know, if that will help move the conversation forward away from a negative and into more positive empowerment for women. And for my techies, Rackspace Hosting is nearing a sale. They've been talking about it for a while, and they're nearing a sale now to a private equity firm. And that's what Wall Street Journal has been reporting. And this is one that that is the deal that they've been talking about probably over the last 2 years, and they're very close. And last but not least for tonight, Amazon. And there's been a lot of stuff with respect to Amazon lately, discussing a drone project that they are testing out in the UK for drone-based delivery, which is really cool and exciting, I think. And they've just released photos of Amazon One. Yes, very much like the president's airplane, but this is Amazon One, and it's the first cargo airplane for Amazon. And the online retail giant is leasing 40 planes in this cargo airplane line. So that's it for our show today. Thank you so much for joining me. And be sure to use hashtag VagnerLive to send me your feedback, communicate with the show, and for links to future live broadcasts. Also, be sure to visit Wagner.live for replays, blog posts, and more. Until next time, this is Wagner, signing off.
You've been listening to Wagner Live.
Wagner is an advertising agency executive, and it's his passion to talk about business without the fluff and blowing smoke. Having owned and operated several different businesses since the age of 17, and with 20 years of experience in advertising and marketing,
he may be just a tad bit qualified.
We hope you enjoyed the show. Catch him on social media at Wagner Live and hit the website at Wagner.live. We'll see you again next week.